Support for WSJ comes from Comcast, committed to improving your customer service experience with two-hour appointment windows, including nights and weekends, because they should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at Xfinity.com/service.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Jennifer Strong in New York. The latest wave of 401k lawsuits yielded some big wins and some big losses for plaintiffs. Here in the studio with the story is the Wall Street Journal's Ann Turgeson. Ann, let's start with the basics here. What are these lawsuits about?
So since about 2006, attorneys have been filing lawsuits against companies with 401k plans, alleging that the companies aren't doing the best that they can for the employees in the plans. And often the allegations have to do with fees in the plan, that they're too high, and that the employers haven't been diligent enough and in monitoring these fees and making sure that they're bargaining for the lowest possible fees.
So the results are starting to come in from these suits. Some big settlements, some big losses. Tell us about them.
Right. So the initial crop of suits was filed in 2006. And at that point, it was pretty new, this idea of 401k fee litigation. And nobody knew what was going to happen with those suits. In the intervening years, starting in about 2009, 2010, there have been some very big settlements of those initial suits. And again, a lot of those suits, you know, simply allege that employers didn't bargain for the lowest possible fees. Now what you're seeing, there's been a second wave of 401k litigation that really started to hit in 2016. So, for example, there have been 90 of these cases, approximately 90 filed overall since 2006. In the past year, there have been 25. And they're adding new allegations in the latest wave. So one of the most prominent of those sets of allegations has to do with firms that are affiliated with financial firms that are offering their own funds to their own employees. And there's been a huge number of lawsuits alleging that those arrangements are improper and that it's really not beneficial to the employees in the 401k plans of these companies to be offered just, you know, the company's products and that's it.
It seems there's plenty of inconsistency to muddy the waters here.
In the results, definitely. I think it's very hard to kind of read the tea leaves on what happens in the courts because there's a huge number. These cases are generally tried in federal courts or there are motions submitted in federal courts. And so, you know, you've got a huge number of federal judges weighing in on these issues and some of them, and the facts in the cases are all different. So you end up with these differing results. And so in the latest crop, you've got some really big settlements, like just very recently, American Airlines settled for $22 million, a suit that alleges that its arrangement with an affiliated fund company called American Beacon was not great for employees. There were very high fee funds in American's 401k plan. So American settled for this large sum of $22 million. There's been some other settlements from other companies that have been smaller recently, other financial services companies. And then at the other end of the spectrum, you've got some judges just outright dismissing some of these cases.
Oh, wow. Any other examples?
Yeah. So very recently, last month, I believe, a judge up in Massachusetts, a federal judge in Massachusetts, dismissed a case against Putnam Investments. They had been sued by employees in their plan on the grounds that, you know, the Putnam mutual funds, which were offered in the plan, were high priced and substandard. And the judge said that plaintiffs had failed to point to specific circumstances in which Putnam put its own interests first. And so basically it asked that these cases be more specific in how they're proving their allegations.
We're talking about 401k lawsuits with Ann Turgeson, and you're listening to Your Money Matters from The Wall Street Journal.
We know you well. You who became a multimillionaire at 43 and you who was born one. We know you who loses sleep over how your kids will deal with inheriting a fortune. And you no longer getting a paycheck, but not needing one either. And also you who doesn't have to work but can't help not to. You serial entrepreneur, you. At BNY Mellon Wealth Management, we know because we know you well. And that gives us the necessary insight to help you grow, protect, and transfer your wealth. BNY Mellon is the corporate brand of the Bank of New York Mellon Corporation and its subsidiaries.
Thanks for listening, everyone. And did anything surprise you working on this piece?
Well, I think as a non-lawyer, what surprised me is that, you know, you do get this range of outcomes that can be really wide, and they are very dependent on the facts in the case and on specific judges' interpretations. And so you can end up with cases where, you know, somebody like me might read the decision and think, well, these are very similar cases, and you end up with completely different outcomes.
Mm. Anything else you'll have an eye on going forward?
Yeah, so I think it's always important to look at the fee litigation is very controversial because on the one hand, it's been very instrumental in driving down 401k plan fees, which is really good for people who are in 401k plans nationwide. I mean, lower fees, all things being equal, are good because then the participants and investors save money, and that money remains in their 401k funds and kind of can earn investment returns going forward. So the 401k litigation has been important in doing that. But on the other hand, you know, there are a lot of people who are concerned that the litigation is sort of driving corporations to become sort of excessively cautious about, you know, what they offer in these plans, and it's driving them to, you know, think about their liability before they think about what's best for their employees.
That's the Wall Street Journal's Ann Turgeson joining us here in the studio. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And thank you for listening to Your Money Matters. From the newsroom in New York, I'm Jennifer Strong.
For more insights, enable the Wall Street Journal skill on any device with Amazon Alexa. Get all of our podcasts, as well as the latest news and market updates. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.